Health talk by those who care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health talk by those who care.
Welcome to Health Talk by Those Who Care. I'm Christy Henry, your community health educator here at Jay County Hospital. I'm glad you've tuned in to Health Talk today. Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Each week, we will discuss your health questions, check out the latest fitness tips, and share a healthy recipe provided by the registered dietitian from the Jay County Hospital Nutritional Services Department. If you have a question, you can email me at khenry@jcountyhospital.com and I'll get your question on the air. Don't go away. We have great things to share in the next few minutes.
Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Thank you for making a difference in Jay County and the surrounding communities.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. We want to take some time to share some facts with you about mental health. We know that through education and support, we can make a difference. Mental illness impacts a large portion of our society. These disorders are common and treatable. It's important to reduce the stigma surrounding mental illness, thus enabling those who are struggling to seek treatment without shame or fear of judgment. Mental illness can impact anyone, regardless of their race, religion, gender, or socioeconomic status. According to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, each illness has its own symptoms, but common signs of mental illness in adults and adolescents can include the following: excessive worry or fear, feeling excessively sad or low, confused thinking or problems concentrating and learning, extreme mood changes, including uncontrollable highs or feelings of euphoria, prolonged or strong feelings of irritability or anger, avoiding friends and social activities, difficulties understanding or relating to other people, changes in sleeping habits or feeling tired and low energy, changes in eating habits, such as increased hunger or lack of appetite, difficulty in perceiving reality, delusions or hallucinations in which a person experiences and senses things that don't exist in reality, inability to perceive changes in one's own feelings, behavior, or personality, or having a lack of insight, abuse of substances like alcohol or drugs, multiple physical ailments without an obvious cause, such as headaches, stomach aches, vague and ongoing aches and pains, thinking about suicide, an inability to carry out daily activities or handle daily problems and stress, and an intense fear of weight gain or concern with appearance, mostly in adolescents. Mental health conditions can also begin to develop in young children because they're still learning how to identify and talk about thoughts and emotions. Their most obvious symptoms are behavioral. Symptoms in children may include the following: changes in school performance, excessive worry or anxiety, for instance, fighting to avoid bed or school, hyperactive behavior, frequent nightmares, frequent disobedience or aggression, frequent temper tantrums. Did you know that the Jay County Behavioral Health Services offer support for these issues locally? We currently have an inpatient unit at Jay County Hospital to support those who are suffering from mental illness and require acute crisis stabilization. We have a 10-bed unit who serves both male and female adults over the age of 18. We can treat those individuals who are in crisis as a result of a mental illness, including those who are suicidal, experiencing hallucinations and/or delusions, experiencing anxiety that incapacitates the individual, those with extreme paranoia, which has negatively impacted their functioning, and those with behavioral disturbances as a result of dementia, schizophrenia, and bipolar disorder. We can also accept those with co-occurring disorders. If you have any of these issues, you may call 260-726-1865 to speak with a behavioral health team member or present at your local emergency department for evaluation. We're happy to announce the addition of outpatient behavioral health services as well. This service is offered at the J Medical Facility, which is located at 1758 West 100 South Portland. We employ licensed clinical social workers, as well as a licensed clinical addictions counselor. We provide individual and family therapy for children and adults struggling with mental health issues. We accept self-referrals. A doctor referral is not necessary. We also accept most insurance providers. Our office hours are Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5. You may call 260-726-1960 if you have a question or to schedule a confidential assessment. We understand that the key to good mental health is ongoing efforts to make healthy choices, avoiding high-risk behaviors, and at times this requires therapy and medications. We'd like to share with you 31 ways to work on wellness from the Mental Health America. Number 1. Track gratitude and achievement with a journal. Include 3 things you're grateful for and 3 things that you were able to accomplish each day. Number 2. Check up on your mental health. Take a screen at www.screening.org. It's free, anonymous, and confidential. Number 3. Set up a summer getaway. It could be camping with friends or a trip to the tropics. The act of planning a vacation and having something to look forward to can boost your overall happiness for up to 8 weeks. Number 4. Work your strengths. Do something you're good at to build self-confidence and then tackle a tougher task. You've got this. Number 5. Keep it cool for a good night's sleep. The optimal temperature for sleep is between 60 and 67 degrees Fahrenheit. Number 6. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step." Think of something in your life that you want to improve and figure out what you can do to take a step in the right direction. Number 7. Experiment with a new recipe. Write a poem, paint, or try a Pinterest project. Creative expression and overall well-being are linked. Number 8. Show some love to someone in your life who you hold dear. Close, quality relationships are key for a happy, healthy life. Number 9. Boost brain power by treating yourself to a couple pieces of dark chocolate every few days. The chemicals in chocolate are thought to work together to improve alertness and mental skills. Number 10. If you're living with mental illness or in the recovery process, visit www.mentalhealthamerica.net and remember, you're not alone. Number 11. Sometimes we don't need to add new activities to get more pleasure. We just need to soak up the joy in the ones we've already got. Trying to be optimistic doesn't mean ignoring the uglier sides of life. It means focusing on the positive as much as possible. Number 12. Feeling anxious? Channel your inner child to do some coloring for about 20 minutes to help clear your mind. Pick a design that's geometric and a little complicated for the best effect. Number 13. Take time to laugh. Hang out with a funny friend, watch a comedy, or check out goofy videos online. Laughter helps reduce anxiety. Number 14. Go off the grid. Leave your smartphone at home for a day and disconnect from constant emails, alerts, and other interruptions. Spend time doing something fun with someone face to face. Number 15. Dance around while you do your housework. Not only will you get chores done, but dancing reduces levels of cortisol, which is a stress hormone, and increases endorphins, which is your body's natural feel-good chemicals. Number 16. Feeling tired? Go ahead and yawn. Studies suggest that yawning helps to cool the brain and improves alertness and mental efficiency. Number 17. Relax in a warm bath once a week. Try adding Epsom salts to soothe aches and pains and to help boost magnesium levels, which can be depleted by stress. Number 18. Has something been bothering you? Let it all out on paper. Writing about upsetting experiences can reduce the symptoms of depression. Number 19. Spend time with a furry friend. Time with animals lowers the stress hormone, cortisol, and boosts oxytocin, which stimulates feelings of happiness. If you don't have a pet, hang out with a friend who does or volunteer at a shelter. Number 20, what lies before us and what lies behind us are small matters compared to what lies within us. When you bring what is within out into the world, miracles happen. That's a quote from Henry David Thoreau. Number 21, be a tourist in your own town. Oftentimes people only explore attractions on trips, but you may be surprised what cool things are in your own backyard. Number 22, try prepping your meals or picking out your clothes for the work week. You'll save time in the morning and have a sense of control about the week ahead. Number 23, work some omega-3 fatty acids into your diet. They're linked to decreased rates of depression and schizophrenia, among many benefits. Fish oil supplements work, but eating your omega-3s in foods like wild salmon, flax seeds, or walnuts also helps to build healthy gut bacteria. Number 24, practice forgiveness. Even if it's just forgiving that person who cut you off during your commute, people who forgive have better mental health and report being more satisfied with their lives. Number 25, try to find the silver lining in something kind of cruddy that's happened recently. Number 26, feeling stressed? Smile. It may not be the easiest thing to do, but smiling can help lower your heart rate and calm you down. Number 27, send a thank you note. Not for a material item, but to let someone know why you appreciate them. Written expressions of gratitude are linked to increased happiness. Number 28, do something with friends and family. Have a cookout, go to a park, or play a game. People are 12 times more likely to feel happy on days when they spend 6 to 7 hours with family and friends. Number 29, take 30 minutes to go for a walk in nature. It could be a stroll through the park or a hike in the woods. Research shows that being in nature can increase energy levels, reduce depression, and boost well-being. Number 30, make sure to enjoy 15 minutes of sunshine and apply sunscreen. Sunlight synthesizes vitamin D, which experts believe is a mood elevator. And number 31, Albert Einstein said, "Anyone who has never made a mistake has never tried anything new." Try something outside of your comfort zone to make room for adventure and excitement in your life. Thank you for your time, and remember that the Jay County Behavioral Health Services, a department of Jay County Hospital, is here to support you and your loved ones. We recognize the challenge of living with or loving someone who is struggling with mental illness, including addiction. You're not alone, and together we can make a difference.
Thank you for listening to Health Talk by Those Who Care. Remember, if you've missed any part of our show, you can listen to it on our website at jaycountyhospital.com. We look forward to talking to you next week, and until then, here's to your health.
Health Talk by Those Who Care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health Talk by Those Who Care.